Separate.
That's not, I mean, it's not a nightly rental decision. These two are the ones they were asking for mixed use because they do use them quite a bit. Apparently, the 1 5-bedroom, I think they mentioned, they use it quite a bit for family and things like that. The operative question, if it's put in a rental in a nightly rental program, then it becomes subject to our decision.
Right.
And so, and as I pointed out, basically we're giving 39 weeks worth of residential use when we do the first one. So, I am assuming that the one they would prefer to be carved out would be, and I want to make sure these are both, 171 and 161 are the two nightly rentals, and then the Red Bud Cove is the bed and breakfast. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any comments from the board? And also for the record, they were here yesterday. They presented their information and indicated that, and I'm sure they're listening right now, that we could go ahead and make a decision in these cases. So we've had our discussion. As to BOE 238, which is valued at, or has an appraised value of $296,150, I would make a motion that we deny the discrimination challenge on this and classify this as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 250, I would make a motion that we deny the basis of discrimination and deny the change of classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And as to BOE 261, which is the bed and breakfast, I still want to know about that lot. I think they were asking that that lot be ag. I know they were, at the time, they thought the other one was under appeal too, I think, across the street, but this one is just the lot next to it. Are you just treating it as a residence with a large lot, or what are you doing on this one?
Which address was that?
This is 162 Lakewood Drive.
So tell me again what they're asking or what they're appealing.
Can you pull up just to make sure? Generally, they checked all three, but they're not. When they were here, they were not contesting value. They just want a ruling on the discrimination and the classification issues.
Of the land, or not of the house, correct?
But they also, on this one, indicated, no, it's classification. They were wanting this as a bed and breakfast, which would be residential if they lived on property. But because they don't, I don't know of any way we could stretch that out under the statute.
The previous owner, before they bought it, it was a bed and breakfast, and he lived on the property.
And it was residential then, but yeah. I don't know how we get there under the statute. But the classification also, they had mentioned, and I just want to make sure I address it in my motion, this lot next to it is, do you have it classified currently as, there's a part of this property that is a lot next to it, but I think it's all part of the same parcel.
This parcel is 1.07 acres. And did Jennifer bring that up on the...
It's classified as residential, the lot is. Because it's a separate parcel.
Is it a separate parcel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 0070?
You can see it's the triangular piece on the by the road.
Okay, so... But that has the bed and breakfast right
the
there.
The one that's highlighted is the bed and breakfast. The one to the right of it by the road is the land that runs behind the other three properties or in front of the other three. Is that making sense? This is the parcel that's the land.
No, but this is not the one that they're...
Is that the one they're appealing? This is their bed and breakfast. That's the land.
Okay, but they aren't appealing this one.
No, this is the bed and breakfast.
Correct.
They're wanting it as residential versus commercial. This one is zoned residential. This one is not.
Right, I think they were asking about the land, but I guess it's all part of that one parcel.
Yeah, because if you look at it, see it's zoned as all commercial.
They could apply to have that other, the empty lot there, or the empty part of that, they could apply to separate it, I suppose, if they wanted to, and get it reclassified, if they wanted to.
Or combine with their bed and breakfast.
The one across the street. Well, I think, no, I'm not talking about the one across the street. I thought that the same lot here, they were trying to say that the vacant lot
is zoned residential.
Well, I'm not, okay, they've got the bed and breakfast on the one, but isn't to the left there, isn't there a big, like an acre of property?
Look. This is the bed and breakfast.
This part right here.
No, that whole thing is the bed and breakfast. That's the other lot.
Right. That's what I was talking about. I think they were asking that part of this be classified as residential. The lot we're talking about. Okay, as to the parcel that they have appealed, 007.000, which is BOE 261, do we have a motion?
I can
form the motion again if you'd like.
Well, yeah, I believe under the statutes, since they do not live there, it's not considered, it is a bed and breakfast the way they're running it. However, they don't live there, so they don't fall under the residential status.
Okay. And they received a notice on this that it's 100% commercial. Is that my understanding?
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion would be to deny the appeal of discrimination and the reclassification. Second. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. We have three left on the docket today. They are all in person. They're not supposed to start until 4.
You still have ways to change.
I was on the phone before. The Ganesh Tahoe just emailed me, and he emailed me evidence.
Okay.
So I just forwarded it to my office. Hopefully, Alicia, I hope you got that email. If you could print the attachments, a couple copies.
And you called him over the lunch hour or tried to get a hold of somebody? Or they just happened to send it today?
He just sent it to me.
Yeah. Okay. And I assume this is probably along the same lines of what you talked about with him before, maybe? Don't know.
I think he wants me to do his financials.
Okay.
Because his attachments say gazebo in P&L. Gazebo in revenue comparisons. So we'll have to wait and see what
he says. You'll have a look at it.
Okay. Can you? I missed it. What did you say you did with the first for number 238 for Bud? Was that a commercial or 2575? What was that?
238 was denied discrimination. 2575.
Okay. And the last one would be the 250 for the Buds, the one in the middle.
100%.
100%, okay.
And denied discrimination.
Okay. One thing I did want to bring up to you that doesn't have anything to do with that, but it does the nightly rentals. In 21, when you were doing the 2575, That's the structure only, because we had to send all the paperwork over to Kenny and Andy to figure it in the system and to get the numbers back to the clerk to put in. So when you guys were talking about, it's not going to be the whole appraised total, it is the...
You value the land differently, I understand. You don't apply the 2575.
Correct, and if you don't mind, I'll just show you this for a moment. So just so you know what I'm talking about.
Excuse me, you don't apply the commercial rate to that land.
So if you go to the appraisal here, you know, I'll come down and show you Greg if you want. See this here where it says commercial? Where we change it is we go in here and we choose residence, and then right below that we put in a number. So commercial you would be 25, and so when we do res right here we put 75, and it calculates by itself, and that's the number that the clerk is going to put in.
I didn't receive an email.
Nothing?
No.
I sent it.
Do we need to go back and while we're waiting on these others and do Lisa Chase?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to take a short recess. I hate to do it, guys, but I'll take a short recess.